Hi, sweetheart. I just thought I'd write a tape tonight. I've been writing a letter every day diligently for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 days. And I just thought I'd write a tape today instead of a letter, because I think tapes are groovy once in a while, and besides that, the old arm's getting a little bit of a writer's cramp. I mean, it's not slowing me down or anything like that, but just for a change. I got a letter from you today, dated January 6th and 7th, and it was postmarked the 7th. But first of all, I want to comment on the letter and then go ahead and whoop you up a real good tape, maybe. I don't know. My talents are many. However, tape writing isn't all that one of them. But as far as, you know, my New Year's, I've been drinking a Coke here, and I got to belch a little bit, so if you excuse me. I am covering my mouth with my hand. I just want you to know that, so in case you're wondering. And I got your letter right here in front of me, and I'm going to kind of browse through it, you know, and answer your questions. The first one you got here is, let's see, how are your resolutions coming along? Okay, I hope. Yes, they're coming along very nicely. It seemed to me my resolutions were, and I quote, stop smoking, number one. Number two is physically fit. Number three is expanding my mind. Okay, number one, I'm still haven't smoked since midnight, the 31st of December. So I haven't smoked in this year so far. And here it is I guess I forgot to tell you what day it is. It's the 11th of January, and it's approximately 10 o'clock p.m. And today's the first half of my day off. Okay, I'll have to apologize because this is a different day. This is now the 12th of January, about 20 minutes after 10. Now, what happened last night at 10 o'clock, this is when I, you know, when I was saying what I just said, my roommate walked in, and generally walks in and walks back out again, but this time he didn't walk back out, just got in bed and started reading. So I hung up writing the tape, so therefore I've missed a day in writing, and I'm very, very sorry, but I'll have this tape in the mail today. And anyway, okay, today is 12 January, it's 20 after 10 in the morning, and I just got up and been messing around a little bit, and I'm getting ready to go outside and get a few of the good rays and read some more of my For Whom the Bells Toll from Hemingway. That's an extremely good book, I might add. It's completely different than what I had an idea that it was going to be, but it is a very good book, and I'm getting right through it there. I'm about halfway through now, and I haven't been reading all that much, but it's a real good reading. Okay, I think we're talking about New Year's resolutions. I don't know if I got to the physical fit portion or not, but I haven't smoked since 70. I haven't smoked at all in 71. As far as physical fitness goes, every other day I'm going down and my roommate just walked in again. That's why I had to repeat it. And I'm going down to the weight room. I'm also getting other types of exercise, like playing handball once in a while and running once in a while. And just in case you're wondering, I'm not trying to compete with Robbie at all. What I'm doing is just getting physically fit. I don't want to be any muscle man or anything like that. I just want to, you know, I'll tell you what I'd like. My goal is to weigh 160 to 165 pounds without any beer gut. Okay, so I don't think I'd make it in a year, but at least I'm gonna be real healthy when I get home. But I won't be muscle bound or anything else. Now I weigh 150 now, and I'm really not that flabby. But if I lost 10 pounds and then gained it back, oh, if I lost 10 pounds, it put me about 145 or so. So I'd talk about putting on 20 pounds in the leg and calf and chest and arms, which isn't very much. Muscle weighs more than fat does, so you probably wouldn't even detect the difference, but there would be a little bit. Instead of wearing a 37, I'd probably wear a 38, possibly a 39, and I might fit my medium shirts a lot better than I do now, because I'm actually too small for medium, too large for small, so I probably start fitting in a medium shirt. So it won't be bad. I'm not gonna change my body that much, but I will be healthy anyway, and which is what I want. As far as expanding my mind goes, all right, here's the story on that. Okay, the last 2 full days off I've had, you know, I get a half a day off, then a full day, and then another half a day, and then I work half a day, a full day, or half a day, and then, I go to work from noon to noon, so when I get off at noon, I get that half a day off, the next day, and then the next day after that, up till noon, when I start to go to work again. Okay, on my full days is the days I want to go down to the education office, because I have all day. What they got down here is an education office in Long Bend. And see, I'm actually at Plantation, which is right next to Long Bend. It's all the same compound, but there's a difference in the names. But I go down to Long Bend to the education office, and what they have there is a couple of civilians. One's an old lady and an old man lives there. They're about in their 50s and 60s, and Americans, and they run the education. I guess it's a special service type setup there, but they've got bookshelves and bookshelves of college catalogs. And I venture to say, with the exception of maybe a dozen, they've got every catalog of every college and university in the United States, and probably some from other parts of the world, I don't know. But anyway, they got a room, it's a building about, 50, 75 feet long, maybe 20 feet wide. I'd say 50 feet long, 20 feet wide. And half the wall space is covered up with bookshelves and nothing but universities. There's probably several thousand catalogs down there. What I've got to do is pick a state that I want to go to school in. Okay, well, there's 2 states I'd rather go to school, California and Oregon. And then I have to go through all these catalogs and find out which one offers a degree in aviation management or any other field that I could use, that I could write to these universities and gain credits by being an aviator in the Army. See, I know of a few schools that do this, but both of them are in the East. One, of course, is Auburn in Alabama, and then Emory Riddle down in Florida. But Emory Riddle is not, it's kind of a flight school. It's not really a real all that good of credentials, although credentials are credentials, I guess. But Auburn will give you, up to about 20 or 22 credits or so just for being an Army aviator, and that whacks a pretty good share off a whole year. And that plus the education I've got now and any correspondence I get would make, instead of 2 calendar years to finish, 2 school years, which is a year and a half calendar. So what I'm trying to do is find a school that accepts credits or accepts or gives you credit for being an Army aviator with a certain amount of hours and so forth, like in their system. Like, I imagine they have courses on federal air regulations, which I know already because I'm an aviator, and things like this that they give you credit for. So what I have to do is go down to the education office and sit there and go through all the catalogs, finding a school that not only has the subject I want to take, but gives, and then write this school a letter and find out if they give me credit. So what I'm going to have to do is sit down there a whole day one of these days and just kind of read through catalogs. Well, so far I haven't had a chance to do that. I did go down and see what they had, all right, and I kind of browsed through a couple of schools. UCR doesn't offer aviation management. I don't think the University of California system does at all, and Cal State, I don't know, I haven't gone through any of theirs, but Oregon State doesn't offer it, and the University of Oregon doesn't offer it. So Northrop Institute of Technology, I've already applied there one time on my last tour, but all they offer is engineering degrees, and I'm not really interested in engineering degree anymore. But that's in Englewood. Now that would be the school I want to go to if they offered aviation management, but they don't. So until I let you know what's going on, I'm gonna have to get down there and spend a whole day down there and reading through these catalogs. And the last time that I said I was going to do this, I had to fly. Well, I didn't have to, but of course I welcomed the opportunity, and I flew during my full day off. So that shot half that day right there just flying. And today is my full day off again, and I'm flying this afternoon. So 3 days from now would be my full day off again. I should be able to spend a good portion of the day down in the education office. I don't believe I'll be flying until maybe next week again. So at that time, I'll go down and check the civilian education opportunities out. Now, you asked me if I was trying to take courses or trying to get set up so I can go to Bootstrap or college completion. I'm doing both sweetheart, and I want to take some course now to make it easier for me when I go to the year or 2 years of civilian education, assuming that I can get them. So even if I can't, the correspondence courses or whatever won't hurt me. Also, University of Maryland here, they have a branch in the University of Maryland, which they are not correspondence courses. They're actually go to class and the whole shooting match right here in Long Bend. So if possible, I'm going to try to get those. It's a night school-like thing. And 2 hours of class gives you 3 credit hours per term. And the terms are a little shorter, but you have a little bit more classroom. You only go twice a week, but you have 4 hours of class a week instead of three, like a three-hour class usually gives you, a three-credit class. So anyway, so that takes care of the smoking, the physical fitness, and the education, okay? I'm going to turn the tape off here and kind of browse through your letter again and answer the rest of the questions before I go on with kind of a monologue of what's going on around here. So I'll be back in a second. Well, I tell you what, I'm browsing through and I got on the second page, and I'm really impressed by the 10 pounds that you lost. I really am. And, you know, it's not that you're overweight or anything like that, but I'm impressed that when you say you're going to do it, you do it, and it really makes me happy. I love you, and your motives and everything else are extremely good as far as I'm concerned, although not necessary. You don't have to do this for me, because I love you anyway. I love you anyway at all, because you're you. And anyway, congratulations. So, oh, baby, I love you. Anyway, well, hell. you know, you don't have to go to that, you know, 19-pound route anymore. But really, I mean, it's up to you. But I love you, and I'll love you just the same, whether you can fit your clothes or not, and anything else. And I really don't expect you to jump right in your clothes when you get out of the hospital. Because, you know, anyway, it's the way it is. Okay? All right. And I'll tell you what, baby, you're awful pleasing to look at any time, any day, and you've always have been ever since I've ever known you. And you're beautiful. That's what you are. You're without a doubt, hands down, you're beautiful. And I'm the luckiest guy in the world to have such a charming, sweet, pretty, lovable, warm, huggy chick. You know, I really... You're perfect the way you are. So, you know, okay? All right. Okay, as far as... Okay, I got to get serious here. Well, I was serious before, but I mean, I'm kind of getting puddly, I guess. But as far as the pictures now, I want to see all the pictures of all the clothes that you make for Junior, he or she Junior, and... send them to me. Like you said, I did buy a camera, and I just finished up the first roll of film, but I don't have any pictures of myself on it. I'm going to get these developed. What I have is pictures of my room and area around and sort of like that. So as soon as I get them developed, I'll send them to you, and I'll get another roll of film, and I'll get somebody to take some pictures of me. But it'll probably be a while between using up a whole roll of film and getting it developed and then sent to you. I wouldn't, you know, expect it right away. In fact, I wouldn't expect the pictures I have now for at least 2 more weeks, if I can even get them that quick. Because I have an idea, I'm going to have to put these in a mailer and send them to Hawaii to get them developed, because they're coated color, and I don't think they can develop them here. But anyway, I will send you some pictures of me, and, you know, but you're going to have to send me some pictures of you, good or not. You keep saying that they have to be good before you'll send them to me. They're always good. There can't be any other way, so I want to see them. As soon as you get them, whatever kind, you know, anything, I want to see them, because it can't be bad, because that's my woman you're taking a picture of there, and my woman cannot look bad. It's impossible. Okay? All right. Now, the letter, I've got, I think I got all the questions answered, so I'm going to go ahead and start giving you a monologue of what's going on. First of all, I got a question to ask you, I need to know what SWAK is. I need to know what SWLOL is. I have got a very limited imagination. I've been staggering and staggering, and I can't figure out what these say, so you're going to have to tell me. And I need to know what SWLOLAK. Now, SW, I can't, yeah, that's the start of all three of them, and I can't figure them out. And anyway, I have to imagine that the L stands for loaf, but Tell me, please, pretty please. I guess you know I've been messing around with a balsa wood model airplane here. I believe I mentioned it here in the past, but it seemed to me I was working on the plane the last time I made a tape. Well, since that tape, I haven't done a single cotton picking thing to that airplane. I've got the fuselage built and the tail wing built. I've got the frame for the tail wing built. I haven't got it covered with paper or anything like that yet, or the skin on it. All I have is the frame. So that is what I've done on that. I'll tell you what, though. However, I've bought an engine for a guy for $6, and it's about a $20 engine. It's a airplane, model airplane engine. It's a